presenting podcast for Gone Girl.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Taylor.
And I'm Samson.
And today we're going to be doing a podcast review over the book Gone Girl, written by Gillian Flynn. This book is about a woman named Amy Dune and a man named Nick Dune who have been married for 5 years. On their fifth anniversary, Amy decides to go missing. Nick gets the cops involved in order to find his wife. But like any other ordinary anniversary, Nick has to solve a scavenger hunt in order to find the big clue. Throughout this scavenger hunt, Nick figures out who his wife truly is. So I wanted to open up with a quote from this book. It comes from Amy's diary on page 93, and it says, "And we've sworn never to go to bed angry. Compromise. Communicate and never go to bed angry. The three pieces of advice gifted and re-gifted to all newlyweds. But lately it seems I am the only one who compromises." So, Taylor, I wanted to ask, why do you think Amy compromises so much?
I think Amy compromises so much because she really wants the relationship between her and Nick to go well and work out. But you can only do so much, and it seems as if lately Amy has begun to get frustrated because she's the only one compromising, and it seems like the relationship is pretty one-sided.
Okay, so moving on, in the beginning of the book and throughout the book, Amy and Nick use a word or a phrase that says, "just one olive though." What do you think this phrase means, Samson?
Just one olive is the two, Amy and Nick's way of expressing love towards each other. Like, so how a best friend or brothers would have like a good handshake. Instead of using like physically, it's verbally like expressing their love. It's like a pact between the two, you know, like making confirmation that they're okay and they still have love for each other and within their circle.
Mm-hmm. And to back that up, on page 150 in Nick's diary excerpt, he says, "I opened the next clue, read it, tucked it in my pocket, and then headed back home. I knew where to go, but I wasn't ready yet. I couldn't handle another compliment, another kind word from my wife, another olive branch." Moving on, a big important theme throughout this book is the prominent issue of money. So what would you have to say about money driving this book, Taylor?
For sure, money drives Amy the most, I believe. As you can see, spoiler alert, when she leaves out, she decides that when she runs out of money and no longer has anything left to use, that's when she's going to kill herself. But her neighbors actually end up stealing it before her plan can follow through. So it actually messes her up and throws her off track from what she originally planned to do.
Samson, do you have anything to add?
On Nick's side, it's kind of a problem because, like, the fact that he doesn't have money, like, or the money's not there, it's drawing the relationship down. It's causing them to be less happy. It's causing Nick to, like, have thoughts, spoiler alert, to have thoughts of cheating, which he does later in the story. It's just, like, it's killing him slowly, and it's wanting to move. It's keeping them to, like, move further apart from each other. They're not getting closer. It's the opposite effect. And, yeah.
Yeah, and basically, the theme of money in this book, it just controls both of their lives. Nick always throws in the fact that Amy comes from money, and that Nick, when he lost his job first, that he can never make up for that because he didn't come from money. He doesn't have money. It's all Amy's money. Moving on, though. Lastly, how do you think Gillian Flynn putting in Nick's perspective and then putting in Amy's perspective aided this book, Taylor?
I think it was a great idea for him to put in both of their perspectives, both of their diaries, to show their different viewpoints throughout the story. Because if you were to only show maybe Amy's perspective, you honestly probably would have thought Nick was a terrible guy. But whereas if you only saw it from Nick's perspective, you would have thought differently of Amy.
Yeah, it kind of shows like the truth of things. Like instead of the story being one-sided, you would see one person as the bad person either way. So them showing both the sides kind of shows like the truth in the story.
Yeah, it also reveals how much of a manipulative person Amy truly is, and yeah, how she really cons and makes all these stories into one thing so she can get to one goal, if that makes sense. But anyway, we'd like to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening, and it's been a pleasure being in your class, Miss Ahi.
We love you, Miss Ahi. Hope you like the music.